Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, I'm Zoe, Area Sales Manager for Practice Plan. I recently caught up with Michael Bentley, who's going to be doing a two-part session on building a strong team. Today, Michael's going to be giving us his valuable insight on the recruitment process. So if you'd all like to listen to this week's podcast, thank you very much.
Hi, my name's Michael Bentley, and I'm a dental consultant, and I'm going to share with you today my thoughts about recruitment. So what is the first part about recruitment? It's normally this. I need a nurse, I need a nurse. Yes, I appreciate that a nurse has left their job and you need a nurse immediately, but what type of nurse do you want? I see practices very quickly take on staff that have not been recruited, they've just been a CV that's been lying around in a drawer, and the next minute in walks a new hygienist, in walks a new receptionist, in walks a new dental nurse. And really it's a mistake. It might sort out your short-term concerns, but it won't sort out the long-term concerns. So I just want to start sharing with you my robust ideas about recruitment. And it all starts with something that you'll all be aware of, the vision plan. And that's really important. You need to think about the person you want to bring into your business. They've got to be full of something that I love, which is passion. And if they're not passionate about dentistry, then why are you going to employ them? So that's the number one rule for me. They need to be passionate about joining you, your practice, and your team. You need to think about the skills that you want to bring into the practice, and you need to understand the experience of those skills that are also coming in. That's so important that you reflect that in the salary. So you do need a salary budget alongside looking at the skills that that person is going to bring in and the years of experience behind those skills. You also need to think about something else, and that's how much time do you have to train somebody? Because training takes a lot of time. So you might want to, from a financial aspect, bring somebody in at a low salary. However, are they going to need high training? If they're going to have high training, that needs a member of your team to do that. If that person is not available, then you might as well bring somebody in on a higher level with higher experience and higher skills that need lower training. So have a think about that. The next thing that I'm asked is, where do we advertise? And that's really important too. There are a number of outlets to advertise, but my top tip really is that you can use somebody called Indeed. Indeed are a fantastic recruitment agency, and they really work hard to support your supporting staff. So for dental nurses, practice managers, the front desk team, this would be a really good place to look and start recruiting for. You can also start to use things like Facebook. Facebook works really well. It's got a bit of a captured audience. It will be people that are in your sphere, people that you might know. So that recommendation could work very well for you. But don't just put it on Facebook and leave it there. You need to do something. And that is, you do need to be boosting those recruitment posts. And it's got to look exciting. Visionaries, you know, nice pictures, something that stands out is going to look fantastic on Facebook. You know, words don't really cut the mustard. If you want to be really wordy, then go back to Indeed. You can be as wordy as you want to. You will need to start collecting CVs, and I recommend that you do that on an ongoing basis. And they will drop through your door regularly, you know, even by email or just through the post. And I would definitely collect those, pop them in a folder, so when you have got a vacancy, they're there ready for you to use. Now let's have a little thought about the clinicians. The clinicians tend not to be recruited in that way. So you need to start to use either recruitment agencies, you could use periodicals that those clinicians are going to look at. So dentists read certain magazines. You need to think about those magazines, and that's where to place your investment. And the other area, of course, is forums. You know, dentists love a forum, so that's a good place to pop an advert. So that's your starters for 10 on your job vacancies. So the next part, what you're going to receive from a client or a candidate, you're going to receive a CV, you might receive a covering letter, and that's pretty basic bog standard stuff. If you're not receiving that, and I do know some practices that even interview somebody without a CV, that's an absolute no. You've got to make sure that you've got that. That's a, you know, that's the basic. If you can't do a CV, then, you know, it's not worth actually interviewing the person. The CV needs to be exciting, it needs to be relevant to the position that you've got, and you need to look at your vision plan and the CV that you've got. People go off track really quickly with CVs. They get excited about something that wasn't part of the vision plan. So you need to make sure that the vision plan that you've got matches the CV, and if that's a match, that's a good reason to do the next step, which is an application. Now, I recommend highly that you actually do an application form for your practice, because CVs just give a generic viewpoint of somebody and doesn't really explore them fully. So you need to think about how can you start to explore people fully. And one of the things is that I draw back from is the passion to come and want to work for you. So I want to know, why are they passionate about dentistry? Why do they want to come and work for your practice? What makes them a good team player? What skills are they going to specifically bring that's going to make a difference to your practice? And those the type of questions that need to be in your application area. Other things is I definitely want a photograph. I think photographs speak volumes about people, and it's about finding somebody that's going to work in your practice. So you want an up-to-date photograph of that person, because you can tell a lot from a photograph of how somebody is, and you know that might be something else that you want to reflect on. So application forms are another way of doing something alongside something that you've already had, which will be the CV. And that helps you do something else, which of course is shortlisting the candidates. There's so many practices out there that get a CV in and they automatically have an interview. Why? You shouldn't be interviewing that many people. Interviews in practices should take at least 1 to 2 hours. You shouldn't have lots and lots of people coming through to be interviewed. I recommend that you normally interview about 3 people. That's enough to give you a flavour, and they should all have come in from your vision plan. You should have received a CV that's on that vision plan, and they should have done an application form that allows you to get to this point of shortlisting confidently. So the person that walks in, you should warm to them straight away. You should want to interview them. You should want them to be there. And it should be a really nice process to do. If you've brought somebody in and within 3 minutes you're thinking, ah, they ain't for me, then there's a problem, isn't there? Which is, you've not thought about your vision, you haven't had a good CV, and your application form didn't meet your criteria point. And now you've got somebody in front of you that you're going to have to interview, you're going to have to ask all the questions because you didn't do that first part correctly. So make sure you shortlist well, and you make and only do about 3 candidates. That's my recommendation.